a bite-sized chunk of your favourite show, the Tom, Lingy and Loggy podcast.
Julio Iglesias.
Yeah, his son.
Very famous singer, right?
Yeah.
And so his son Enrique came along,
what a heart
everyone was like, okay, well, hang on a minute. If Julio can do such a good job, surely Enrique can.
Have we got, hang on, here's a bit of Julio.
To all the girls I love.
Are you sure? That sounds Julio Country Edition.
Willie Nelson. That's not the Julio.
That's not a Julio.
Julio and Willie, yeah. But that's specifically singing.
It's Willio.
Well, it's like, remember that last week we played Megan Thee Stallion song, and it was actually Beyonce featuring on the track.
That's all right.
So it's basically the same thing.
Yeah. Well, Enrique was what?
Iconic duos. Megan Thee Stallion and Beyonce.
Yeah.
Julio Iglesias and
Willie Nelson. Never thought I'd say that. There we go. Also, Enrique Iglesias in a microphone. I mean, if you're unsure of Enrique, go back to the early 2000s. I think that's pretty much where he hit his
banger.
Yeah, love this. There's just so many.
Smashed it.
This was my Deb song. The next one was my Deb song that I danced with my dad.
Why were you dancing with your dad at your Deb?
Because they had like a father-daughter dance.
Did no one want to take you to the Deb, babe?
Excuse me.
Did you have to go with your dad? Did Con step in?
Excuse
Bless
me.
Him.
You know my Deb partner. We've spoken to him before.
A beautiful man.
Steve Austin.
Stone Cold.
Exactly. Okay. Also, he really lent into his heritage with this great one as well.
This is my favourite. Just because of what it does to my hips.
Yeah.
And another one of my favourites was when he teamed up with Nicole Scherzinger from the PCD or Pussycat Dolls.
I love this song.
You're getting a fair picture of old mate Enrique.
He's an icon, like the voice of an angel, okay? So when there was a tour out, Ricky Martin, Pitbull, and Enrique Iglesias decided, hey, let's tour together. I would buy a ticket for that.
Yeah.
Oh, amazing, right?
Absolutely.
You know, Pitbull, he always brings his A game, right? He's Mr. Worldwide.
Mr. 305.
Right? Ricky Martin, stunning. Beautiful. He's out and proud now. He can be his beautiful self, you know? And it's just, you love to see it on stage. Enrique, though, the thing is, I'm obsessed with this at the moment, and my TikTok page is full of this because people went to the concert and they're like, oh, my God, everyone's been great. Pitbull, Ricky, now time for Enrique. So excited, but this is what they got. Hey, that is not a joke.
Don't stop, baby. What's going on with that?
So they believe that the whole time, and these are just thoughts on the internet. You can't really take it. But it seems that maybe Enrique was using autotune his entire career.
Listen again. That's not autotune.
You reckon?
Nah, there's nothing digital about that. That's all acoustic.
It is.
That could be Little Mallet Street Mall. Chuck some coins in my guitar case.
And, I mean, you know, you think you get Bala Moss, but you get...
Balanos, thank you very much. Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m.
on KROQ 955 or online at krock.com.au. I love Werribee. I grew up in Werribee South and I'm a big fan. Don't.
Sorry, just one.
No, don't. I'm a big fan of Werribee and Werribee cops it.
Yeah.
Right?
It does.
This is the thing. A lot of people are like, Werribee.
No, I know.
I am so proud to be a Werribean? Werribeanite? That's nice. I like that. Werribeanite.
Werribeanian?
Yeah. Sure.
Tell us why.
Because it's just great. Like,
Oh, just cool. General.
All right, good break. Here's another
song.
No.
No, but this is the thing. It does get a really bad rap, and it has across the journey. Mm. And there's been times where, you know, Today Tonight I've come down and been like, look how bad Werribee is. And it's like every town has got bad stuff going on.
And as someone from Werribee, you're like, guys, it's Hobbs Crossing, clearly.
Exactly. That's the problem. The 3029, not the 3030.
Are you going to debunk this or just keep saying how it gets a bad rap?
No, it does. But this is the thing. This is what's really good. If you drive down the main street of Werribee at the moment, there is so much stuff happening. There are new restaurants and everything. Yeah, we don't have much in terms of shopping, right? Like there's, you know, it's not a main street in which you can shop and that, but there's heaps of cool stuff. Anyway, we went there yesterday.
Because you've got the plaza.
Yeah, the plaza. It's Werribee, it's Pacific Werribee now. It's the plaza. Mm. And we're only ever going to call it the plaza. So I organised a little catch up for Jimmy's family and my family yesterday to hang out because they haven't met each other before. And we've been together 4 years.
I find that really hard to believe. And when you say they haven't met, it's like surely some members have met some members.
Parents
but
have met parents.
Parents have met parents. Cool.
Siblings have never met siblings.
Yeah,
right?
Okay.
Where'd you go?
We went to the Park Hotel in Werribee, which were great because I stuffed up the seating. I booked for 13 and then 15 rocked up and then I was like, oh my God. And then we had to move, ask these people on a table that were already seated to move. They didn't have their food yet, but then so we could put an extra table. But the guys at the park were fabulous.
So you had one job, just booked.
I had one job.
I know.
Anyway, but I was really proud to not just show off my family, but also to show off Werribee. Okay. And the park was great and it's in Station Street there, so, you know, the Christmas trees are up out the front and everything, whatever.
Busker out the front, giving it a bit of these ones.
The buskers in Werribee are better than Enrique Iglesias. And the thing is, because it does get a bad rap, there was a part of me that was a little bit worried going in, being like, come on, Werribee, let's put our best foot forward.
Sure.
Okay? Everything was great, once we got into the restaurant. But as we're walking, there's an alleyway behind, like, the cash converters and stuff like that, right? There's the car park there, so you can park there for the train station and that. And I said, let's park there and we'll walk through. And we're walking through the alleyway and I believe what we had to dodge was a human excrement.
Oh, okay. So really,
and I was
best
like,
foot forward.
Come on, guys, just make your way around.
Don't look down.
Just don't look down. And I tried to push I think it's just a big dog. I'm pretty sure it wasn't. And I was like, damn, Werribee, you had one job.
Yeah.
Not to poop in the street.
Was it brought up over lunch? Conversation?
I think it was quietly. But So anyway, I still love you, Werribee, but just... If you could just there's keep bushes further back, you know.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Speaking of going to Melbourne, doesn't happen often that I get up the highway. And certainly it doesn't happen often that I get up the highway unsupervised. And when I say unsupervised, I mean without my wife.
And it doesn't happen often that you go to Melbourne and actually go into Melbourne. The CBD, a lot of the time you're like, oh, I've been to Melbourne and you just went to Williamstown. Well, that's not the same. But we won't get bogged down in that.
Well, it sounds like you want to get bogged down in that.
Where did you go? When you say you went to Melbourne, where did you go?
Yarraville.
Oh, see? Okay. So you went to Yarraville.
You didn't cross the bridge.
Yeah. Continue.
Okay. I would love to fight you on it, but I don't care. So, you'll recall I went to Footscray earlier in the year and caught up with a good
mate
of mine.
Don't need the accent, mate.
And should I just shut
your microphone off? No, go on.
You're certainly not. Okay.
Okay. I'll be supportive.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
Footscray.
So I went to Footscray and look, we did tie one on. We had a big day. And on the train on the way home, I got to Lara and realised that I didn't have my wallet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I panicked and I got off the train and I never saw my wallet again.
Yeah.
Right? And that was a real lesson for me. And now I basically don't use a wallet. I do have one, but I very rarely take it with me wherever I go. So I was catching up with the same friend and the same circle of friends on Friday going to Yarraville for a wedding celebration. And I thought, okay, I'm not going to take my wallet.
Good idea. Don't have to look after it.
Once bitten, you know, it's a lot of work to replace all your ID and stuff. Yeah. So anyway, so I didn't take my wallet. Here's the things I took. I took a FPOS card.
Yes.
I took a Mikey because I got on the train.
Yes.
Yeah. I took my phone.
Yeah.
And my keys and my sunglasses.
Oh, right? Okay. Oh.
And I dressed nice. I had chinos on, a jacket, a shirt, and sort of some nice shoes. So I was ready for a lovely garden party.
Ooh, nice.
Mm. Again, very conscious of the fact that the last time I did this, I made my way home. I got home. I mean, that's a positive.
Mm.
But certainly without one of the most important things in my life, right?
Yeah.
That had all my stuff. So obviously I'm sweating on losing my phone this time because that's the important thing I've got this
you
time.
Were catching the train home again, obviously.
Yes, So it was going to be, and there was a bit of Ubering involved as well. And so I got to Footscray Station and one of my friends was waiting, and this is the friend that I caught up with the last time. He was waiting out the front in an Uber for me.
Oh, beautiful. Oh,
good friend.
Yeah.
So I hit the bottom of the stairs at Footscray Station there, straight out and straight into a silver Camry.
Nice.
Great. G'day, mate. Good to see you. How are we going? And off we drive. And we drive the rest of the way to the house in Yarraville.
Yeah.
Chatting away, having a good old catch up. Haven't seen him for a few months. And then get out of the Uber and we're out the front and there's someone in the front yard. And we start saying g'day to that person in the front yard as we're sort of collecting ourselves and getting ready to
exciting
go into,
time.
Into the party and introduce ourselves and say g'day and see the happy couple and start celebrating. And so I'm like going through my pockets and just that check that you do that you've got everything.
Wallet
and
as
the
phone.
Yeah, and the Uber's well and truly already driven off. And I'm like, okay, so I've got my phone.
Oh, no.
The cards are in the case.
Yeah.
So that's fine. I've got my keys. Where are my sunglasses?
Oh, God. You knew that. Useless. Useless.
The same mate. He's like, what?
Is it his fault?
I don't know.
Is he not taking care of you enough?
I don't know.
Oh,
but,
no. This is individual responsibility, Tom.
The first time, yes, I'd had a gutful, right? This second time, I was just getting there. I've not done any. I was just catching up with him. But what I've done is I've gotten in the Uber and I've taken my sunglasses off and put them on the seat next to me like an idiot.
Why?
Yeah.
So then he's got his app out, and he had to get his phone out and like get into the Uber app and like tried to and finally worked out how to call the guy.
Yeah.
And he's like, oh, yeah, I'm not too far away. I'll come back around. And so he looped back around and pulled up out the front and I had to jump back in the backseat of the car and grab my sunglasses, which were sitting there.
Okay.
Why do I lose my mind every time I go to Melbourne?
Okay, I have the solution.
Okay.
If Carly is listening, Christmas present for you, Tom. Handbag.
Tom, Lingy and Loggy. Listen live weekdays at 6 a.m. on K-Rock 955 or online at krock.com.au.
Lovely morning this morning. Lovely day yesterday at the Oakdean Family Fun Day. I journeyed along there, Ocean Grove, at Devlin's Park. There was lots happening. Heaps and heaps of people.
Mm.
Massive turnout. There was a setup, and I just want to try and get this clear. So you've got K-Rock Tent, DJ Bowden rocking the tunes, food trucks, coffee vans, fire engines for the kids, petting zoo, face painting, all that, little tables with umbrellas spread out.
All free,
all put on. Probably about 1,800 people, they said, turned out for the day, so great day. Right next to the K-Rock Tent is one of those white marquees, roughly 4 metres by 4 metres, good size. Was set up by the organisers of the fun day, the Oakdean Fun Day, and a particular group took over the marquee with the intent of that's where they're going to celebrate their... It was a surprise birthday party, as it turned out, for someone, one of their family or friends. So they took over the entire thing and had basically the food catered for because of all the free stuff. I think they still brought along a little bit of stuff, drinks as well, all activities for the kids, but took over this marquee, which was set up for everyone to use.
Yeah, a bit of sharing, a bit of, hey, let's sit down and have lunch, get some shade, and then move on
and
to somewhere
move
else.
Move on, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Well, they took over the whole thing. I've gone, genius. They basically had their shelter or shade, food, drink, activities, all catered for. Genius, Tommy. You disagree a little bit.
Look, I respect the hustle. But it is very cheeky, and I don't think it's very nice. If they had have brought their own shade, there is some sort of their own marquee and set up, I would be probably on board. But the fact that they went and took what was supposed to be a sort of a public space, something to be shared by all, and just essentially took over it and said, you know, no, this is didn't give anybody else an opportunity to go into that space and get a bit of shade as well, is a little bit. So if I was an organiser, I said before, I would have gone up and said, hey, guys, like this is sort of for everyone to use. And if they
say
said,
what
no,
you
well,
said
then
before.
I would dismantle it. I would say, we're going to need this, sorry. This is an official sort of event merchandise, and we're going to dismantle it, and then I would literally move it over the other side of the park and set it up again. And it would be worth all that effort.
Well, look, we are doing a phone poll because you're both very emotive about this one.
Please help. Call me now. The K-Rock phone poll.
Is it genius or is it cheeky? Let's go to Melissa from Kerr Lewis first.
It's cheeky, yes. Fully taking advantage of a situation. And I mean, I can appreciate, you know, Lingy's thinking money wise and trying to be, you know, cheap. But we're thinking, you know, along with the people and the morals, what if all 1,000 people had tried to, you know, go save, you know, save a seat in there with a jumper?
Exactly. Yeah.
There you go.
Okay,
see?
Melissa, that feedback's taken.
We are hitting a net.
Yes. Melissa might have been there.
Ed from St. Albans Park. Ed, what do you reckon? Genius or a little too cheeky?
Well, based on your synopsis, Cam, I feel, unfortunately, I'm going to have to come down on the side of T-Bone and call them parasites.
Oh! Wow,
200 people against 30, that is really parasitic.
Oh, wow. All right. Yeah. Well, yeah, we've got two on Team Tom at the moment, taking over a marquee that was put up by the event organisers for the whole day with your family. Is it cheeky or is it genius? Kirby from Brimley.
I'm on the side of Tom and everybody else. It's cheeky as. You've got to think about the young kids and the young families as well, because they don't have the same opportunity now as the rest of, you know, those particular people who have just taken advantage of a good situation and just been really selfish.
Wow.
Ooh, okay.
It's a bit selfish, isn't
three
it?
Three from three, Tommy. All right. Jesse from Kariah, bring this home for us, Jess. What do you reckon?
Oh, look, I'm going to go 4 for 4.
Yeah.
Really?
Yep. Now, I've got to ask you, so, Lee, was it one of your family members?
Tom, Lingy and Rocky. Why don't you get this podcast again sometime? And listen on air at KROQ 955 weekday mornings from 6.